Hello, and welcome to the Innovation Agency podcast. Today we're going to hear from Carla Rematus of our Coaching Academy. She's going to share some very clever but simple techniques we can use in our meetings and events so that everyone is liberated to play a full part. It's called Liberating Structures.
The reason I really want to talk about liberating structures is because I've spent so much of my time working for the NHS and in lots of other situations where I've been sat with other people, we're there to collaborate or to make some big decisions, and we've not really been able to get to the point where we wanted to be. There's the same person talking over everybody. There's the same person that doesn't contribute because they don't feel psychologically safe enough, or that they've got any place to make any contributions within the meeting because potentially that's the way that it's been set up. It also feels sometimes that we drag out conversations and we don't actually allow ourselves to be creative enough because people will naysay or, throw that out the window. That's not relevant to what we, what thread we're on at this point. So a badly chaired meeting or a badly designed meeting can really stifle lots of creativity. It can be really uninclusive. It can be really difficult to get your point across unless you use some methods that help you to guide what it is that you want to achieve. And to enable us to include everyone, everybody gets a voice, everybody's heard. And it's really important that ideas come from people that necessarily we wouldn't have asked before or we wouldn't have got a chance to speak to before. And these types of liberating structures, the menu that they provide on their website, can be applied to lots of different situations. So it could be your general team meeting. It might be that you've got an event with lots of different people. But they will give you a solution for every type of situation that you're in, whether it's design, planning, it could be that you are looking to collaborate, to network. And they're not difficult methods to use. It's about getting people in the room, having a look on the website, seeing what applies to what you want to achieve, and then going for it from there. Some of them take a bit of trial and error. It could be that you want to explore and experiment with, in a safer environment. So I'd recommend that you try these out with your own colleagues or friends first, or even at home, and see what happens. What I found from using liberating structures is it stops that waste of time. It stops that going around the houses, really not knowing what it is that we're trying to achieve, and it keeps our focus. I think there's three of my favourites off the menu of liberating structures, even though there are 33 of them, and I'm sure that that list is still growing because they are so popular amongst staff that have to have regular meetings and convene with staff to collaborate as part of the process. But the three that are my favourite are probably the three easier ones, and we use them as a staple. There's not one time where us as a coaching academy will go out or plan something without even using it as a bit of a toolkit for ourselves. So, what do we want to achieve? Let's go through the liberating structures menu and pick out something that follows our plan. And they're really easy to look at, so they itemise them down into tips and traps to stop you from, making mistakes that you potentially won't have thought about with something new. And so the three that we use the most, the first one is 1-2-4-all. Now this sounds as it is, it's exactly how it sounds. It's about getting people to think about an answer before they're collaborating. So instead of having a group of people shooting them a question, asking them for feedback, this gives somebody the opportunity to really think and to connect with their own thoughts in isolation so that they're not swayed, they're not influenced by other people in the room. It is their genuine first perception of that question. And then what you do is you pair them up, so that's the two. And then after they've collaborated and shared their answers, you put them into a four. And then after they've done that, then you put them as a group, as a whole, and get them to feed back to you. So you know that that feedback really has come from every single individual on that table. And as an educator, it takes me back to when I did my training and I observed teachers where they would ask the same student the same question because they knew that that student was the brightest or the one that was able to give them the answers. But actually what that teacher came away with was only knowing that that one person learnt. And so it's really interesting that we now look at some of these methods educationally, even though we might just be having a meeting or it might be something that's not about passing on knowledge, but it's about gaining that feedback and that information, which is essential for everything. My second favourite liberating structures is something we use regularly as a team. We use it at every team meeting and we are able and have been now for the last 2 years to map our progress against, and it's the eco cycle. So if you imagine the figure eight turned on its side, that infinity sign, and it's really about using that and plotting where your projects are. And there's certain areas on the eco cycle that you'll be really familiar with. The poverty trap is probably, working within health and social care, the most prevalent one. But it's about from the birth to the destruction of a project, so where you're up to and how you actually spend your time and where it's needed most. So are you trying to get it through the poverty trap? Are you needing more resources? Well, it'll identify that for you. And making something which is a workable document, a workable resource for you that you can go back to time and time again, means that every time you go to it, you're familiar with the structure. It's quicker to get results. It's easier to move around and it's easier to show other people rather than writing reports and updates, maybe using spreadsheets. Such a great way to look visually at your work. And my final favourite is impromptu networking. We must apologise to all of our attendees at our events because I think they are well rehearsed now with impromptu networking. But it is a great way to get you to network. And when you turn up at an event and you might be feeling a little bit nervous and you've got an icebreaker that's not, you know, particularly that pleasant, it feels really, you know, structured and a bit awkward, you know, we can apply impromptu networking and make it feel a little bit less like that by using the questions about the purpose, why we're there, and it always brings it back to that. So asking one other person in the room, why are you here today? What do you hope to get from today? What can you give from today? Not only are you looking at that person's experience and why and what drove them to attend today, but you actually are learning their skills and what they've got to contribute to, which is one of the biggest difficulties when trying to get communities to work together, is understanding our skills and using them, you know, to the maximum. And I think with impromptu networking, the fact that you have then three rounds of doing this and you get to meet three people properly and have a real meaningful conversation due to the structure of the question means that you're less likely then to feel like it has been an icebreaker, this real sort of twee thing that you're asked to do to make you feel more comfortable at an event. The other thing that I really like about liberating structures is the way that they explain what it's for. So they'll tell you this particular method is for planning, this particular method is for networking. And all of this is available online, it's not available on their app. So if you're ever stuck, as I say, you know, sometimes we actually refer to this first before we start planning. If you're ever stuck, you can go back to them and you can think what's going to be most beneficial here, and it can actually get you out some of those creativity ruts that we tend to face on a daily basis when we're trying to plan the most productive meetings or events we can. And we hope that from using these liberating structures, that when you come to our events, they're never dull and boring. You are always able to contribute and to give us some great feedback using these methodologies.
Thank you, Carla, and I can vouch for these techniques. They really energise a meeting. As ever, check out our website to find out more about our coaching academy, innovationagencynwc.nhs.uk. Thank you for listening.